Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Ayin, and we are holding at the Halakha Mishnah at the bottom of Samach Tet. So let us begin. Now, the thing is, of course, we never mentioned the Chagiga, and the Gemara is going to ask, what the heck is this talking about? Why Chagiga? Where Chagiga? How Chagiga? We weren't talking about a Chagiga. And the idea over here is that Sigmar is going to explain that we're continuing on with these differences about the things that are not Docha Shabbos and the difference between an Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos and one that comes out during the year. And therefore, we move on to another very important difference. And that other difference is the question of the Chagiga. Now, the Chagiga Arba Asar, it seems to be referred to in the Torah with the Pasuk, in which it says the Zevach Chag HaPesach. We'll see there seems to be a Zevach brought along with the Chag HaPesach. We're going to see in the Gemara that it's a question whether this is an absolute Chiev, whether it's not a Chiev at all, and it's a Takana in terms of making sure that there's enough meat so that when you eat your Korban Pesach, it will be eaten with the Derech of Chashivas and Al Hasova, which is, by the way, the way that Kohanim are normally supposed to be eating their Kachim, even if it isn't a din in the Bialim, as the Chazon Ish points out. And what's more, there's another issue over here, which may be, according to some, that you would be Yotzei the Chiev, but you wouldn't be Chayev on the Chiev. In other words, that if you bring it with that in mind, that you want to have your Korban Pesach and you want to bring this garment in order to make sure that that happens, so you would be Mekayim, a mitzvah that the Torah was referring to, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvit. So there are such inyanim, especially when it comes to Pesach, according to the Gro, there's always this mitzvah chiyumit that you might have in eating your matzah every single day of Pesach, but it's certainly not a mitzvah chiyuvit. It's only mitzvah chiyuvit on the night of the Seder. Okay, these are things we'll get into later, but precisely what the Chiyuv is seems to be a machlokas rishonim. Possibilities range from potter legamre, and that it's only an inyan, to it's a kiyum of mitzvah diraisa, and then the other sheet is in the Gemara, that it's a Chiyuv goma. In any event, so when do you bring this Korban Chagiga that would be brought together with the Korban Pesach? Now again, remember, every single day of Yontev, if you're coming into Beis HaMikdash or you're in Yerushalayim, then you have a mitzvah of eating meat, besimcha, and that would mean that it has to be meat of a shlamim. But that doesn't mean it has to be brought specifically from this day's shlamim, although we'll see there's a sheet that holds it does need to be a shlamim that was brought on Yontev. But there's also a mitzvah when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, and that is you have a mitzvah of an oilas re'iyah, and a Korban Chagiga, which is a Shlomim. So your Chug Lifnei Hashem Elokecha is to bring a Korban Chagiga. That Korban Chagiga is called the Chagigat Chamishasar, because that's brought as part of the Mitzvah of Simchas Yontev, and it's not brought together with the Korban Pesach. So let's keep those two things in mind. There are two separate Chagigas. They have different dinim, as we'll see. The one that's brought together with the Pesach that we're referring to here in the Mishnah, Ima Samevi Chagiga Imo, is referring to what is known as Chagigat Arba Asar. So that's the Chagiga that we might bring together with a Korban Pesach, but that is not Docha Shabbos. And therefore, the only time that we bring it is if it's a Bechol. If Erev Pesach comes out Bechol, furthermore, it's not Docha Tuma either. And therefore, it's only if it's B'Tahara. And furthermore, it's only going to be brought if you do not have a lot of the Korban Pesach. So you have Mu'at, you have very little meat of the Korban Pesach. So say you have just, you know, one small Korban, you got a large family that has to eat this Korban. Especially if you're with the Foreman family, so you would have a serious problem. So over there, you need some extra meat to bring along with it. So then you would have the Chagigat Arba Asar. But Bizman Shubah B'Shabbat, if, however, Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, you can't bring the Chagigah. And if you've got Merubah, you've got a lot of meat, and you're going to have, on the contrary, you're going to have a problem finishing that meat. So I mean, that's the last thing you want is to add more meat. That's going to be maybe the Basar Lidei Notar, right? That for sure we can afford. So you're not going to bring it then. And if it's a Pesach Haba B'tumah, you're not going to bring it then either because it's not Dorchas HaTumah. So then, Ein Mevi In Imo Chagiga. Now, this Chagiga, as opposed to the Korban Pesach, can be brought even from Bakar. The Korban Pesach can only be brought Min HaTzon. The Chagiga can be brought Min HaTzon, Min HaBakar, Min HaKvasim, Min HaYizim. What's more, the Korban Pesach has to be a male, and this can be a female. So it's Min HaZacharim U'Min HaNekevot. And furthermore, the Korban Pesach, of course, is only Nechal on that night. And Machlok is how long on that night, whether it's the Chatzos or it's later, which we'll get to later. And this can be eaten Meshnei Yomim V'Laila Echad. So I eat it the whole night of the Seder, and I can eat it the next day as well. And that would mean that it was kosher to eat on the day of the Shechita, which was Yod Daled, and on the night, and on the entire next day. So we give it a din of normal shlomim. The question as to whether it is okay to eat the chagigas arba'asar on the 14th, or whether you have to wait until the night, the Rosh says, Bepashta said, of course you can eat it on the day of the 14th. You just don't have to, but you could certainly, if you want to. It's not inherently not a kosher shlomim on the 14th. The Ramban, on the other hand, seems to assume that would have the dinim of the Korban Pesach, of a shechta, to eat with the Korban Pesach, and she'd only be eaten at the nighttime, in which case, when we refer to Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad, we don't necessarily mean literally it's eaten in the day, we just mean that it's roy for achila in the day. Okay, now let us just understand the Gemara is bothered by the fact that we bring up a Mishnah. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with what we spoke about before. So why did we get into this Mishnah? We were talking about the Korban Pesach, and now all of a sudden we're talking about a Chagiga. My Tana Diktani Chagiga. Where do we get around to this? Well, I mean, the last Mishnah was talking about what you can do if it falls out on Shabbos, right? So it said, Arkavato, Avato, it's not Docha Shabbos. Okay, so then we want to also mention, what else wouldn't be Docha Shabbos? Chagiga would not be Docha Shabbos. The Omar, this word Vahochikomar is very, very misleading. I think we shouldn't read Vahochikomar. We should just change it to Vika Omar, like some of the other Girsot and the older Shasim. And so, and therefore, we're saying also, once we bring it up, since we're already talking about the idea of what not to do if it comes out on Shabbos, and then we start explaining what do we do when we have to bring a Shabbos, a Chagiga, not on Shabbos, and what are the other issues of that Chagiga. Fine. Guys, I forgot to tell you something I really wanted to tell you because I thought it was such a classic Avnei Nezer. About yesterday's Gemara. I'm really sorry. I'm interrupting for a minute, but it's really absolutely amazing. Remember that Rashi explained, we talked about the idea of the way that the Korban Pesach, there's only one mitzvah of a Korban Pesach, right? The mitzvah of Korban Pesach is on the entire Klal Yisrael. And that's why we came up with that whole idea that whatever isn't on the Tzibur is not going to be on the Yachid. And there's no, it's impossible to conceive of new chiyuvim that are not applying to the tzibur that would apply to the yachid. And that was the reason that we ended up saying that a little bit of Reb Eliezer, there's a difference between arelut, which is something that the entire tzibur would be chayev, and the question of whether you need hazoya, remember? So the Avnei Nezer takes from this, amazing, because it was a political hot potato at the time, which is the question of why are people not noyik to view the Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael as a chiyuv? Like, why are there so many people that are ignoring this chiyuv? So he says that Yerushas Haaretz is exactly the same as a Korban Pesach. And since there is the Shvua not to be Eila Bechoma as a Tzibur, so because of that, it's not shaykh to be mechayev a yochid. There's something that you can't be mechayev the tzibur on because the tzibur is not allowed to be oila as a group and to be doicha the shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with us. So it's just fascinating. I just thought it was like really tip-top on the spot. Okay. So in any event, it was more like a limut zchus in the time of all of the issues of the Zionism and, you know, the question of whether it is a chiyuv, not a chiyuv, all the machloikas. So it was totally on our Gemara, according to him. Okay, Rav Ashi. Now, what you see from here is, says Rav Ashi, that it cannot be that the Chagigat Arba'asar is considered to be a chiyuv d'oraisa, because if it would be, So then why would it not be brought on Shabbos? And why would it not be brought even if you've got a lot of Korban Pesach? And why wouldn't it be brought Betuma? So apparently it is not the actual Chiyuv that the Torah wants it brought together with the Korban Pesach. So, I mean, if it isn't, as the Gemara said, then why the heck are we bringing it? If B'muat, I mean, you're telling me you don't have enough meat to go around. So why do I have to bring it? So the idea over here is the eating the Pesach in a way that is exciting and that makes you feel the chashivut of the achila by eating it when it's giving you that last jolt of, wow, that was good. So that's the way you're supposed to look at the Korban Pesach. It's about Machlokas Rishonim over here, by the way. Whether does that imply that it should not be the beginning of your achila, or does it mean merely that it should complete your achila? In other words, if you want to start eating on an empty stomach and it doesn't have that chashivas at the beginning, as long as it's concluding with the Korban Pesach, so then that gives it the chashivas, or whether the entire achila of the Korban Pesach needs to be with this sense of tremendous chashivas and enjoyment and pleasure of having it, in which case you shouldn't eat it without eating the something before, so that it's not mamish the beginning of your achila. As I said, it's mash, but that's a machlokas. Okay, let us continue, especially now that we have the Rebbe and the Gabbai managed to get on at the same moment. Also, an incredible chiddush of Zoom that it pulls the people that need to be there at the same moment. That we can certainly continue now with a leif shalom. So, nechelet lishnei yamim. Okay, then the Mishnah said that the chagigat arba'asa is fundamentally different than the Korban Pesach because it can be eaten for 2 days and it can be brought from Zohar v'Nekeva and it can be brought even from Bakar, not only from Tzon. So, this would mean that our Mishnah is definitely not going according to Ben Tima. D'tani, Ben Tima Omer, Chagiga haba ima Pesach, harei kepesach. You have to treat the Chagiga that's coming with the Pesach as if it has the dinim of the Pesach. And because of that, you can only eat it the way you would eat the Korban Pesach, which is that dafka, the yom, with the next day. And again, that doesn't mean necessarily can be eaten biyom, remember, as I mentioned to you earlier. It just means that the zman of the achila will conclude at the end of the night. And it's not meant to be eaten during the day. It just means that it's roy as a chagiga, as a shlomim to be eaten during the day. The chagigat chamisha asar, and remember, that is the typical chagiga that you're bringing in order to be yotze the mitzvah of the v'chagotem oto chag la'Hashem. This is what it was that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro, we need to bring our Korban Chagigas, and we don't know how much we're going to need. And all of that, of course, relates to the whole concept of Chagiga, which is so interrelated, not only with Shlomim in general, but over here we have this specific interrelationship with the Korban Pesach, which was all part of the Yetziah in the first place. So it's not to be just one of these other examples of where we get into all the dinim of Korbanos through Pesach. It literally was part of the entire negotiation package with Paro. You know, you're going to send stuff with us, man. Okay, so, and then all that has to do with whether it's B'meruba or B'muad, right? As we don't know. Anachlo lo nida. I mean, you never know. So the Chamisha Asar is for obviously like any other shlomi. So you can eat it for 2 days with the night in between. And what's more, says Ben Tema, the Chagigat Arba Asar. So now, if you didn't bring, it turns out, we're going to see this is what the Gemara means. If you set it aside to bring with your Korban Pesach, and you didn't. And basically, you didn't bring it until the next day. So that would mean that you could be Yotze B'Mishum Simcha. You would be Yotze Simcha from this animal, because the fact is, it's Achilas Basar that is being brought specifically on Yontev. And therefore, according to all of the Shitas, you would be Yotze. But you can't use the Chagigas Arba Asar to be Yotze your Chiev of the Chagigas Chamisha Asar, even if you put it off. Why is that? Because the halacha is that no Korban that you are Chayev can be fulfilled by bringing something that you already made Kodesh anyway for some purpose. It has to be brought Minachulin. So to try to use a delayed arrival, Chagigat Yod Dalet, for the normal chagiga of Pesach will not help you because it's not going to be min hachulin. But anyway, you see clearly that according to Ben Tema, we treat the chagigas arbasa like we treat the korban Pesach, and therefore it can't be like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you can eat the chagigas arbasa for 2 days. Anyway, what is the svara? My time at a Ben Tema, where does he get the idea? I mean, it's a shlamim. Where does he get the idea that it's a shlamim that has the dinim of the Pesach? Oh, that's the way Rav taught his son Chia. And that is, it says in the Pesach, V'lo yalin laboker zevach chag ha-Pesach. Now, what is this complicated way of referring to the Korban Pesach? I mean, we said it's Pesach Hashem. This Korban is called Pesach. So now, what is the zevach chag ha-Pesach? So Rav explained it means like this. Zevach chag is a reference to the chagiga that you bring along with the Pesach, which is the chagigas arba asa. And therefore, when it adds then Gap Pesach, it's talking about a different korban. So the Pesach is the korban Pesach. And on both of these korbanos, on the Zevachag and on the Pesach, it says, Lo yalin laboker Zevachag Pesach. There you got it. Iboilu, how far, according to Ben Tema, since now it appears that it's mamish, a hekesh, so if they're considered to be one and the same, would that mean that Aliba de Ben Tema, it's mamish, we give it all of the dinim that we would give to a Korban Pesach? So that would mean, would have a lot of very important implications over here, right? So according to Ben Tema, does that mean that I can only eat the Chagigat Arba Asar if I roast it? But I'm not allowed to cook it any other way. I would have the same din as the Korban Pesach Legabe, the way that it needs to be prepared as well. Would that be true? Nechelet Sli only? Or not necessarily? Is the way to understand this halacha of the Hekesh, it's only a Hekesh vis-a-vis the halacha of Lina? So ki akshi rachman al Pesach is dafka l'lina, but not to the mode in which you eat it. Avalet Sli lo. Odeo maloshna? Maybe it would even be that you're going to need to eat it tzli. And the Gemara brings the most amazing raya from the Seder. What do we say in the Haggadah? What are the four questions? Halayla hazeh kulo. Oh, I forgot you guys never brought a Korban Pesach. All right. But anyway, for you youngsters, the original Nusach, when we used to bring the Korban Pesach, was Halayla hazeh kulo tzli, right? So why do we say kulo tzli? What about all the other stuff that's being served with the Korban Pesach, which is the Chagigas Yudalin? So therefore, you see from there, where do we come up with kulo tzli? Now, of course, it never occurred to anybody that what about the weirdos that say kulo maror? What happened to the salad? Aha. So the Gemara's raya, where's raya from here, is actually the Pashtuses and Tosfos ends up paskening like this because in the end, this is the why, actually. This Mishnah is solo Keben Tema. That Mishnah is Keben Tema. Because the rule is that the closing Mishnayas are the ones that we pasken like. But then that gets into the question, is there a Masechet Pesach Rishon and a separate Masechet Pesach Sheni? If there's a Masechet Pesach Rishon, then the last Mishnahs in Pesach Rishon is Arvei Pesachim. And therefore, it would have been the fifth parak, not the last parak. But you see, it turns out that that whole idea is really a chiddush of the Gaonim. They did it. It's clearly not the way that Rabbeinu HaKadosh originally set it up. So because of that, Tosfos just learns like that. But what's interesting is that the Rambam contradicts himself. On the one hand, when he brings the four questions, he has, with full musical notation, of course, kulo tzli, which obviously was the correct nusach, even among the Sfardim at that time, right? Must be. And therefore, it must be that he paskins like Ben Tema. But then the problem is that he paskins exactly not like Ben Tema. And he says that there is no din of eating the chagiga the way you eat the Korban Pesach. So how do we explain that? It must be that salad got in the way, right? Anyway, it's something to think about. So anyway, let's continue. So that's our question. We answer with kulot shli. The Omer of Chista, Rav Chista explained over there that when it says halayla ze kulot shli, it's only true according to Ben Tema. So zo divrei Ben Tema. Shema Mitna. So you see that halacha is like him. Iboil, that's something else. So now you're telling me that the hekesh to the Korban Pesach is not only in terms of the dinim of lina, but it's also in terms of the dinim of achila. Might it even be in terms of what the carbon can be brought from? Or is that taking the hekesh too far? I mean, I understand that lina is about how long can I eat? So maybe that would apply to what way can I eat? But I mean, the question of, can I bring a cow for the chagiga? I mean, or does it have to be minatzon like a Pesach? I mean, I don't know if you would take it that far. So the question is, does it come from the kevot or inaba aminana kevot? Can I bring it if it's 2 years old, or does it have to be like the Korban Pesach within its first year? And my question, of course, is one question. Is it only a hekesh for issues of eating, but not a general hekesh that all the dinim are the same? Do we have a raya to that? Says, well, we do indeed. Tashma. Chagiga haba'im ha-pesach arehi ke-pesach. Namely, ba'amin ha-tzon ve'eina ba'amin ha-baka. Ba'amin ha-zecharim ve'eina ba'amin ha-kni-kevot. Ba'abat shnata ve'eina ba'abat shtei shanim. Ve'eina na'achelat ala yom v'layla. Ve'eina na'achelat ala tzli. Ve'eina na'achelat ala l'minu yav. Not only that, we didn't think about that one. You got to be registered on the Chagigat Arbasa the way you have to be registered on your Korban Pesach. Now, who is this going according to? I mean, this entire concept that it's limited in terms of these manachila and so on, that is all ben tema. So mandislei ha'sfar ben tema shmami na kulo milta be'inan. You see that he holds it's an absolute hekesh across the board. Shmami na, there's your answer.
That okay. Calls for a drink.
Question. According to Ben Tema, now I understand you're going to think I'm crazy for asking this question because you said it's across the board already, and this certainly is a way of eating. I'm still going to ask this question. Are you allowed to break the bones of a Chagiga Yudalit? Now, why do I ask that question? Isn't there a Hekesh? No, because it's possible. But Afagav de Chiyakshir Rachman al Pesach, still, the Pesach did say about breaking the bones, etzem lo tishburu bo. Now, why does it have to say etzem lo tishburu bo? You just say etzem lo tishburu. The implications are that this is limited to the Korban Pesach specifically. So this would be nogea, very simply the question of can you or can you not break a bone? Now, interestingly, we have a wonderful place to be Uriya for this. And that is, what is the status of a butcher knife, which is called a kofitz, a butcher knife that you find before Pesach? Do you have a right to assume that the owner who lost it had made certain to be tevel it so that it would be tahar in order for him to use? Now, that's the question. To use when? On his Korban Pesach? No, can't use a butcher knife on a Korban Pesach. So if you do have a right to assume that that kofitz was put into a mikvah before, that would mean it would have to be terrible on the 13th because you'd have to wait for Harav Shemesh. And that way on the 14th, it would be completely tor. You couldn't do it on the 14th. So if you have a right to assume that if you find it on the 14th, it's certainly tahar, then that means he had to have had some use for it, right? Okay, so then that use would be, of course, for the chagiga. So he brings his chagiga, he's preparing it before the Seder, he's doing that during the day. He needs to have that kofitz ready so that he was tevel on the 13th. Now let's take a look and see what the din is, because that way we could figure out whether there is, in fact, a reason to assume that people will be using a kofitz if they're bringing a chagigat arba'asar. Tashma, sakin shenim tzeit ba'arba'asar. If you find a shechita knife on the 14th, so then you can use that knife right away, because it's obvious that the person who dropped it would have made it tahar to be able to use. We're talking about in Yerushalayim, where we understand that people are there for that purpose, of course. So it's obvious that it was already tavul. But suppose you find it on the 13th, You don't know. Maybe the guy was going to be tevil later on in the day and dropped it. So over there, shoneh umatbio, you'll have to go and put it into the mikveh again. Actually, those bedayak, the word shoneh, according to many, means shoneh. You have to make sure that you give it its last hazoya, just in case it was a kli that was tamei meis. Fine. But okay, but whatever it means, you can't assume. Now, suppose you find a butcher knife, a cleaver, and you find that. Then I don't care when you find it. There you have no right to assume that the guy was toivolet. Why? Why? Because what would he use it for? Oh, now, wait a minute. I mean, who would this be going like? If you're telling me it's going to leave the rabbon and not ben tema, I don't understand. What do you mean? Why would he not have been toivolet? If he's walking around with a cleaver, that means he wants this cleaver to be able to use it for his chagigat arba'asar. So what's the difference between a cleaver and a shechita knife? Why is the knife kosher for shechita without going to the mikveh? Because you need it to chatzil Pesach. But if you're going according to the Rabbanan, a butcher cleaver should also be kosher because chazil chagiga. So it must be, and here's your answer, it must be going a libra ben tema, and that means that ben tema holds that even though it says bow, clearly you wouldn't be allowed to use a butcher knife on the chagiga. There's your answer. Says, hold on a second. There are other reasons for a person not to bother being metayer his butcher cleaver, even if it's ben tema. I mean, look, what if it's a Shabbos, right? Or what if there's a lot of meat and he doesn't have to bring a chagiga sarba asa? So you could say, maybe it's going to leave the Rabbanan. And we're talking about a case where Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos, and therefore there is no chagiga brought at all on Shabbos. But the idea is that this guy, I mean, is still, he's going to want his cleaver to use during Yontev on the Karbonas for Yontev, perhaps. But for that, he didn't have to be Tevelet before. He could have been Tevelet even right before, right, on Erev Yontev. Says the Gemara can't be talking about Shabbos, because read on. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says at the end, it talks about Shabbos, and it goes on to say Chal Arba Asar Liyot B'Shabbat, and then you find it on the 14th, and it was actually a cleaver. Then you can even use your kofetz for doing shechita with right away. Because in that case, for sure, the guy would have been matfil it on the 13th, even though he doesn't need it for the 14th. Still, he would need it right after Shabbos, right? Because he would need it on the 15th, because he's going to use it for his chagigat chamishasa. So it won't be ready if he's going to wait. He's not allowed to be tevelin on Yontev. He's not allowed to be tevelin on Shabbos. So he would have been tevelin yesterday. That's why even when it says shochet bat, means even a kufitz, if it turns out to be Erev Pesach, which is a Shabbos, he can be certain the guy would have wanted to have his kufitz all ready for use on the 15th by being matfilet on the 13th because he doesn't have any other time to do it. And therefore, you can use it even for shechita. If it's a good enough knife, use it even for shechita. And not only that, but if you find a kufitz that is tied together with a shechita knife, so now you've got a little string that holds them both together, then for sure you can assume that they were tied together because he brought them to the mikveh together and he put them together for using on Yontif. So if you can rely on his having been toivel the knife, then you can rely on his being toivel the cleaver. But obviously that means that the Reisha is not talking about that it was Shabbos, because otherwise it's a contradiction. The Reisha says that you do have to be mad for the kufitz, and over here it says you can use the kufitz right away. So don't try to give me this, that it's because of Shabbos. It must be because of ben tema. That's why. So I stick with the proof. Ben tema says that it's not going to be Torah because the guy knows darn well he can't use it for anything because he's not allowed to break a bone in the Chagigas Arba Asar. And don't give me the stuff that it's Shabbos. It wasn't Shabbos. Oh, come on. So it wasn't Shabbos. So it was a case where there was so much busser of the Pesach. It was Baba Meruba. Okay. So I understand. Are there a lot of people that are going to not bother being metayer their kofitz because there's just too much Basar Pesach and I'm not bringing a Chagigas Arbasa? What does that have to do with Ben Tema? Nobody says you should bring a Chagigas Arbasa to turn it into no sir if I'm not going to be able to eat it. That's ridiculous. So then what right would I have to go use a cleaver if I don't know that it was tavul, because maybe the guy wouldn't have been tavul it before because he figures, I don't need it. I got so much meat. I'm not bringing a yudalit. That's why. Not because of ben tema. No. No way. Because the guy himself cannot be sure. No owner of a Pesach can know. Why? Because suppose all of a sudden he gets a telephone from somebody, wants to come, can my family join you for the Pesach and we'll pay for our share and we'll have more minuyim for them. Remember, we said before, you can add the minuyim to the very last minute. He can't be sure that he's not going to need a Chagigas Arbasa. So obviously he's going to go to the mikveh, he'll take along his kufitz. Of course he will. So therefore we can assume that the kufitz will be ready. That still can't be the reason. So it can't be because it's Shabbos. It can't be because it's Bama Meruba, because you don't know if you're going to have Meruba. And therefore, there's only one explanation. It's going according to Ben Tema that the Kofitz is not going to be doing you with a little bit of good because you're not going to be able to use it because it's Aser B'Shviras Etzem. Okay. So it came Bituma. Okay. So if it's talking about a person, it came Bituma. So if it would have... Why should I bother making something tar as soon as it's going to be exposed to the Korban Pesach? Anything is going to be tummy anyway, and I'm not going to be able to bring the Yudalit because I don't bring the Yudalit Betuma. So whatever. Okay, so that's what it's talking about. So there's no Chagiga, like it says in the Mishnah. I don't have anything to use the cleaver for. So maybe that's what it's talking about. Says the Gemara, what do you mean it was Baba Tuma? How would the owner of this cleaver know on Yud Gimel, which is the day that he's going to bring his knives into the mikveh, what makes him think that he would be, to everybody was going to be tummy? I mean, why would he think that? What do you mean, why would he think that? He might think that because he knows that everybody was tummy. How could he know everybody was tummy? Because the Nasi died. So if the Nasi died, it's certainly going to be Rove of the Tzibur is going to be tummy. You don't need to go ahead and take a census and get everybody registered to see exactly. I mean, you know that everybody's Bukhuyev to be mitame, to go to the funeral of the Nasi, and everybody's going to end up being tummy. So he knows that it's a Pesach Abba Betuma. Excuse me. When exactly did the Nasi die? I mean, if the Nasi died on the 13th, so then why is the knife tar on the 14th? You said the knife would be tar on the 14th, but the Nasi died on the 13th. So, I mean, the Mishnah says there's a difference between the knife and between the gufitz, right? But so now, why was he tevel his sakin? So lomali litvule, he wouldn't have had to. So unless you're going to tell me that the Pesach, the Nasi died on the 14th, so then I don't understand. So then we're back to where we started from. If he didn't know on the 13th, so the same way he was going, he thought he was going to maybe need to bring the Yodalit, the Chagigas Yodalit. He didn't know it was going to happen the next day, did he? So if he, whatever made him be Teivel, that knife would make him be Teivel, the Kofitz. I don't understand. If you're talking about a Pesach Baba Tuma, then there's no difference between the knife and the Kofitz. Darn it, you're driving me nuts here. Anything you say makes no sense. It does. How? Suppose the Nasi is desperately ill and he's goses. And now it's the 13th. So the guy is thinking to himself, oh man, if he dies, he's probably going to die. So everybody's going to be tummy. Yeah, but what if he doesn't die? Then you're not going to have a sakin to shecht with. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll put the sakin into the mikveh just in case he doesn't die. Okay, so then we say to him, okay. But if you're going to do that, you might as well put your kofitz in, right? Because, you know, I mean, maybe you'll need a chagigat arba'asar. I don't know, maybe I'll need a chagigat arba'asar. I mean, I hardly got anybody on my Pesach. Yeah, but maybe someone will call. Ah, come on, for a fake, I'm going to go take my kufitz. We'll take my chances, right? I mean, 80%, everything's going to be tummy. We're not going to be bringing you your dollar. And if he doesn't die, what are the chances people are going to be calling me up at the last minute to add to my carbon pesach? So he doesn't do it. That's the point. So it's a psychological issue. So a sakin, which is only one suffix, so that he takes to the mikveh. The kofetz, which is too fake, is psychologically he's too lazy to take to the mikveh. He's got too many excuses in his mind. So because of that, he won't. That's all. When you're looking for all of these fancy halachas, it's just psychology. That's all. Okay, so now we don't have a raya, right? So we can't bring a raya anymore about what Ben Tema holds, because it could be talking about this crazy case when the Nasi was a ghostess on the 13th, and the whole point is to bring out the difference that psychology makes. What a difference a day makes, and this is exactly Yud-Dalin. Tanya, Yehuda ben Durtai, Peresh, who the Durtai beno. Now, Yehuda ben Durtai named his kid after his father, who was Durtai. And he and Durtai, his son, decided, head south, young man, because you don't want to have anything to do with these crazy rabbis. They're all saying that you don't bring a chagigah or ba'asar. They're off their rockers. What are we going to do if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and starts shouting at us, how come you guys didn't bring your carbon, your gimel, and so on? You're dalid. I don't want to be there, okay? So let's head out. So they headed out and pitched their tents in the middle of the desert. They don't want to be anything, any have anything to do with anybody. It's a whole question, whether are you allowed to do that, to be perish in order to be, I mean, aren't you still going to be chayev in the mitzvah? So that depends on the derech rechoka, which we'll see later on, whether you're mechuyev to make sure you're not on a derech rechoka. But it's also interesting because there's some learn that the going south young man meant go south to Florida, in which case they were in Chutz Laaretz. Now, this is the reason why you have hundreds of thousands of Jews every Pesach. You have they're all following Bar Dottori, obviously. And that's why some hold that Kriyas Yamsuf was actually on the Florida Peninsula. So because of that, the Shaila is, are you allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz to avoid the Chiyev and the Mitzvah? Because they bring a Raya from here that if you're in Chutz Laaretz, then you don't have to be Oila for your Karban Pesach. Now the question is how that relates to Yonah HaNavi. All right, so put that in your pipe and smoke, and let's continue. So he, Bar Dottori and his son, he left, and Halak v'yashvu lo b'darom, and he said, look, if Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and he starts shouting us, and he says, what the heck? Ne'emar lo chagagtem chagiga b'Shabbos. Why didn't you bring your chagigat arba'asar on Shabbos? Where'd you get this idea that it's not docha Shabbos? What am I going to say? Okay, I don't know what anybody else is going to say, but I sure don't want to be the guy that's going to have to give an answer. I am absolutely shocked. We've got these amazing gedolim, Shmaya v'Avtalion. They are chachamim gedolim. They're darshanim gedolim. Darshanim gedolim does not mean what a darshan means today. What do we call them in Yiddish? Rebbeinu.
A magid?
Yeah, like a magid, exactly. Their darshanim means they know how to read a pasuk. And it's clear in the pasuk. And it says, they didn't tell anybody. They don't know how to read. I better get out of the way. Says the Gemara, what's he talking about? Where's the pasuk say you're supposed to bring your chagiga on Shabbos? Omar Rav, my time at the Ben Durtai, what was his reason? His reason was exactly what we said before, that there's got to be a remez in the Torah to the 14th. And where is that? V'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar. Uh-oh, this is a bad editing, man. How in the world did anybody let that pasuk get in there? You can't bring a Pesach from tzon uvakar. You can only bring a Pesach from tzon, a favorite Bible critic's pasuk. Lousy editing. So, really lousy editing, right? I mean, so how does this following Pesach Bela Minach Vasim and Ayizim? The only explanation is that the Tzon is the reference to Karban Pesach, and the Bakar is coming to tell me the Chagiga that comes with the Karban Pesach. That you can bring from Bakar. So obviously, he doesn't hold of the Hekesh Ben Tema. He's got a whole different marker over here. And it says, Vizavachta Pesach. It calls both of these, Vizavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha. It's all one din. Defined as Tzonu Bakar. So now the Pesach includes both the Pesach and the Chagigat Arbasar Obviously. So what's wrong with Shmaya Vavtalion? I'm Ravashi. Hey, wait a second over here. I don't like this. What are we going around over here explaining conservative rabbis' drushes? What do you mean? You're telling me what does Bardotoy say? I'm not interested in leftists, okay? You want to tell me why he's wrong? You can tell me why he's wrong. Don't try telling me why he's right. So let me explain to you why he's wrong. That's the way to look at this. It's because we're not going to go time of the Prushim, Nekuv, and Ifrosh. These are separators. They take their own approach against the normative halacha, and they decide only they know what's right. What am I going to tell Eliyahu Navi? I'm ashamed. I cannot understand Shmaya Vavtalion. Ah, be quiet already. Anyway, so what's the real meaning? The real meaning is that it's coming to teach me the din of Reb Nachman. The Om Reb Nachman, Om Rabba Baravua. How do we know that if you have money left over that was set aside for your Pesach? Or how do we know that if you set aside another carbon for your Pesach because you lost the Pesach, whatever the din is, Mozart, where you have money left over, how do we know that that is used specifically for a shlomim automatically and it needs to be brought for a carbon shlomim? Shenema v'zavakta Pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzonu v'kar. V'chi Pesach min ha-bakar ba. Is there such a thing as a bakar for a Pesach? Halo ein ha-Pesach ba elo min ha-kvasim u-min ha-izim. This teaches me that anything that was initially there for a Pesach and wasn't able to be used for that purpose, it teaches me that the motar ha-Pesach yele davar ha-ba min ha-tzonu min ha-bakar. And there's only one thing that can be brought min ha-tzonu min ha-bakar of all types, either sex, and that is shlamim. Now, the question is, our Mishnah obviously holds that the chagiga, no chagiga, forget the chagiga the 15th knot and the chagiga the 14th knot. So there's no chagiga that is going to be doicha es ha-Shabbos. Now, I understand that, okay, that explains the chagigas arba asar. But what about the Chagigat Chamisha Asar? I mean, isn't it basically a carbon tzibur in the same way? I mean, not technically, but in the same way that the carbon Pesach we call a carbon tzibur, and we compared it to the Tamid Nishkat, and we compared it to the Din of the Tamid, because it's Babik Nufya. It's brought everybody together. As we pointed out, there's two different types of concepts of carbon tzibur. Everyone in the tzibur bringing, or one person bringing it for all of Klal Yisrael. So the chamisha, chagigat chamisha, is something that everybody will bring. So if it's a carbon tzibur, so then it should be docha Shabbos. So why is the chagigat v'asar not docha Shabbos? Om Rabbi Loi Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra, the reason is because it says in the pasuk, "V'chagotem oto chag l'Hashem shivat yamim bashana." You should bring this korban chagiga 7 days a year, and it's referring over here to the chagiga that you're bringing on Sukkot. Last I heard, Sukkot has 8 days. Why does it only have 7 days? Shiva, shmona havi. Aha, must be that since most of the time, Shabbos falls out in 8 days, at least once, right? So therefore, it's clearly that you'll never have 8 days of Chagiga because one of those days is going to be a Shabbos. And therefore, it says 7 days, which proves that the Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos. Now, when Ravin comes from Eretz Yisrael, he says, I asked my Rabbeim, I mean, there are times when there's only 6 days. I mean, suppose the first day of Yantav is Shabbos, and then the eighth day of Yantav will also be Shabbos, and then you'll only have 6 days. So why does it say here in the Pasuk that we bring it 7 days? Come on, says Abaye. I mean, what kind of dumb question is that? Poor Ovin. I mean, Ovin, his children died. There's a Gemara in the Sanhedrin that says that his children died in his lifetime, which was called in the Gemara Tichla. He's deprived the Shchol in Aramaic is Tichla. He should ask a question like this. I mean, a guy that has suffered really should be thinking more clearly. No, Shmona lo meshkachas lo klo. Shiva, he's a barov shanim. I mean, any idiot will tell you the answer to that. The Pasuk is talking about what will never happen. It's always seven. Fine, the fact that a Shabbos may come out in a way that it's only six nuk isn't right, but to define it in the Pasuk will define it according to most of the year. Most of the year it's seven. Chizku v'yimtzu. And remember, Hinei El Yeshuati, Eftach v'lo Evchad.